Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Knee Slap and K-Pop Podcast. And to continue our fun podcast anniversary month today, I, Sammy, and Kayla,
hello,
are going to tier rank our first year of episodes.
Yay!
Yay!
This is an episode for only us.
Episode no one will care
this
about.
This is an episode no one out there asked for or wants, but we're doing it because we thought it would be fun.
And also, we're working on a bunch of bigger episodes, and so we needed something quick and easy right now.
A lot of the podcast anniversary, like, special episodes are, like, a lot of things that take, like, very little effort to prepare, but are, like, very fun as, like, a whole concept.
So. Yes, so we're excited for this. Mm-hmm. So we have decided that the official, anytime we tier rank anything, we're just going to use the same tiers as we did when we tier ranked 150 boy groups.
Yes, because I think they're just so good. The names are so good that, I mean, like, why would we not just use them?
Yes, so for background, these are all fun English lyrics from K-pop boy groups. Mm-hmm. So for our S tier, we have Cup of Milk, Let's Rock and Roll, because of course...
Of course.
Our A tier is Walkin' with the Cheese, That's the Queso.
Mm-hmm.
Then B tier is Zoom Zoom My Heart Like a Rocket. C tier is Ice Cream No Flake Lemon Drizzle. D tier is Dinner's Ready Yet, and F tier is Close Your Lips, Shut Your Tongue.
And I think those are just like some very just iconic English iconic boy group lyrics.
Yes.
That fit the tiers that they are.
They do. They do. So, these are our first full year of episodes with some of the highlight bonus videos.
Yeah, so we've picked a few of our bonus videos that they're, number one, like, our best performing clip videos and also just our favorite ones of them, generally.
I mean, let's be honest, our clip videos do better than our episodes.
Every single clip video does better than our actual episodes, and I think that's just kind of, like, how the internet just, like... consumes content.
Oh, yes. And also, we've condensed a few things together. Like, we've condensed all of Produce Month into one entry instead of...
Yes.
Five?
Five. I think it's five. It's seven
no,
episodes.
It's seven. Yeah, no, we figured out we somehow did seven episodes on the Produce series.
And all of the Road to Kingdom coverage, the Kingdom Legendary War coverage, and the Island coverage are all together.
Condensed.
Because I can't tell you the difference between recapping Road to Kingdom episodes 2 to 3 versus, like, 4 to 6 through, like, whatever. Like, I don't care. So we're just talking about as a collective. So
we will be doing this in semi-chronological order?
See, I tried to make it so this got ordered in chronological order, and then it did not at all. So these are in very random order.
Let's just start with our first episode.
Yes. Quarter one song
2020
reviews.
Quarter one songs. If I'm being honest...
This episode was a horrible episode.
We had no idea what we were doing. I think this episode might have been recorded before you and I had mics.
It was. Oh my god, that was me. Yeah, it was, because this was recorded on my phone.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was before we figured out how to use Audacity, and I think Lucas was OBSing it from a Discord call, and that's how our, like, first that, and then the first couple of Road to Kingdom.
I think, like, the first
preview
two
coverages
Road to Kingdoms
were
that.
I think it was maybe episode one, and then all three of the preview episodes were that.
Yeah. And all of the episodes that we never put out and don't see the light of day.
There are three episodes that we recorded that are never seeing the light of day.
We need to remake those. We haven't even remade them. And we've
one
been
of them
talking
is
about
a,
it.
One of them is a two-part most influential K-pop boy groups episode that is horrible, never seeing the light of day.
No.
The other two are Road to Kingdom preview group episodes
that we did remake into the actual Road
we
to
did
Kingdom
remake
previews.
Them but it was all five of us were there for it, and also I don't think Lucas knew what to do with how to, like, process
edit
whatever we had recorded, so we just, like, threw those
I
away.
Think it's lost. I don't even think, because I know we have the influential group audio, we did for a while.
I have it. I
yeah,
still
have
that
it.
Episode just, like,
but
around.
I think those Kingdom previews are just lost into the ether.
The Kingdom previews are lost.
Also,
they're
just gone.
This was also another one of these ones that we initially recorded. We recorded a fashion episode.
We did.
And that was the first iteration of that. And then there are another two iterations of the fashion episode that are not seeing the light of day.
I mean, that first one I think is garbage.
The first one was bad.
The second one, I don't even know what happened to it.
The second one was Lucas' birthday, and the third one was the one we recorded on 4th of July.
On 4th of July.
With the fireworks in the background constantly.
Yes, we kept redoing that episode, and it's still not seeing the light of day.
No,
but in terms of this episode, it's...
It's bad.
It's
bad. It's a first podcast episode, but, like, that was when we were absolutely garbage at podcasting.
Yeah, so. We had no idea what we were saying. We rambled ridiculously.
Mm-hmm.
I also genuinely hate our quarter episodes only because I have terrible memories of being, like, they're
Everyone
such a
hates.
Headache.
They're horrible. Oh, my God. They take so long.
You wonder why this year we've decided we were going to do a modified version of the quarter ranking of the quarter where we just rank them. And then we realized we don't want to.
No, and I'm just like, I don't even want to do that. Like, I just don't want to record them anymore. And
So now we just do best and worsts.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will be out.
And you get it. You get it should be out. You get a best and worst in a clip video, and that's what you're getting from quarter song review because we just can't do that anymore.
I'm tired. No one
enjoys it.
You've seen that as time went on, we talk less and less about actual K-pop and more just about fun topics.
I know. We're turning our podcast, I think, is generally turned into we cover Asian dramas. We cover. Like,
produce.
Survival shows, and we cover, like, fun K-pop, like,
adjacent.
Game shows is what we do now.
It's fun.
It is very fun. I enjoy that, because it's, like, there's not a lot of podcasts out there, like, K-pop coverage who are doing that.
No.
I mean, most people are just doing either K-dramas or they're doing, like, just straight-up music reviews.
And even K-dramas don't, like, usually it's either K-drama news, which I find boring, you can go somewhere else for that, or it's, like... reviewing popular shows, and I don't watch any of the popular shows when they
air. No, and it's just recap. Like, no one's out here doing, like, top worst five Asian dramas
we'll
you've ever
seen. We'll get there. We'll get there. But if I think this first episode, I think we gotta put it in the F tier, because I think it's genuinely
it's bad.
Not
it's
good.
It's a very bad episode.
It's our first episode. We got so much... I don't think we have an episode as bad as that one.
No, it's bad.
All right.
I mean, I might change my mind on that later, but as
we'll
of now,
figure
it's
it out.
Horrible. Yeah.
All right, so then we go to one of our... I don't even think that's the first contact.
It's not. The first contact was this one, the Twice one.
All right, so let's start with the first contact.
Let me put all the first contacts, like, together. All
right, we'll do the first
contact.
We talk
about them as a whole.
NCT, and we did first contact.
We have one us, one we somewhere.
The one us, one we is right, second row. Second row.
Here it is. Those are our first contacts. Oh, there's VIX as well.
Oh, yeah, VIX is somewhere.
Halloween, VIX,
yeah.
There.
All right.
There it is.
So we can just do a mini, like, let's rank our first contacts.
Yes.
So the Twice one is only Dan and Maria.
So I didn't listen to it, so I don't know what to
I saw bits of it, and it's pretty good. I think it's very short.
It's our shortest episode for sure. It's, like, I think maybe 35 minutes.
Yes, it's very short. They don't do that much in depth on... Twice, mainly
Which
because
is weird,
Dan has never
Dan's...
watched their show.
Dan is, like, the biggest Twice Dan and, like, can barely talk about Twice, apparently.
Yeah, no. We talk about NCT for how long? And we're not the biggest NCT stans.
Right.
I think that's good. I like it.
It's fine.
I think it's a middle-of-the-road episode.
Let's do Zoom Zoom or Ice Cream?
That's my birthday episode.
Oh, that's the wrong one. That's unique. This one.
I think that's... Let's put an ice cream tier.
Ice cream. Okay.
Yeah. ATEEZ, I think, is better.
ATEEZ is better. ATEEZ is before... We had, like, more, like, practice doing that format.
Yeah.
And it was still the actual format that the show was meant to be in. So.
Yeah. Unlike the rest of these, which are
where
just adapting the
format. We commandeer Dan's format of a show and just, like, we're gonna do what we want with it now.
Look, we don't know what this format... This format has had, like, two... correct episode, so now we're just gonna do it wrong.
Yes.
I think, I still don't love it as much as a lot of other episodes.
I don't love it. I think it's better than Twice, but it's
so
like,
I wanna, yeah, I think it's better than Twice, but I think it's still ice cream tier.
Yeah.
Lucy, looking back at that episode, why did we decide to do it as a first contact?
It's so funny because at that time Lucy had literally flowering and that was all we had
flowering
for Lucy.
And
we made
other...
a whole episode on it.
It shouldn't have been a first contact.
No,
because it was literally the first contact, the only contact.
All of us fell in love with Lucy so fast and like so hard that it was just like, well, we need to do it because no one else here is going to talk about Lucy, so we need to.
No
talk
one
about
in
Lucy.
The K-pop community was talking about Lucy,
thus, and we needed to tell people about Lucy.
Thus,
so.
We had to spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, I think it's Zoom Zoom. I still think that the format is the problem.
The format is...
Because we're still trying to be in the first contact format.
Right.
But it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
NCT is probably my favorite iteration of first contact.
Oh, I love it so much.
It's great. Also because we have that really great NCT Venn diagram, which I think is great. And I think it weirdly works for a first contact just because there's so much to, like, dive into with NCT about how they are as a group and their format and everything and all the units.
Yeah, how stupid the concept is.
I think it made for a more fun episode, honestly.
Yeah.
Just with the format of NCT.
Honestly, it's a very good episode. I really like it. I think that we go off and we're just genuinely confused, but...
But we, like, we all enjoy NCT a lot.
No, it's not that we're not fans of NCT.
It's just their format as a group is just very, it's very stupid.
It's a choice. Like, it was a choice that SM made, and not saying it was a good one. So I think, I genuinely think it's, I like it more than I think I like our Lucy first contact.
I like it better than Lucy, yeah.
Let's go queso tier. I think it needs to be with the NCT. I think it's appropriate if we put
it
in a
queso tier.
It
is. That is appropriate that it's in queso tier. That's very appropriate.
So next is our first contact of One Us and One We together.
And this was very funny because I remember I came into a voice call that you and Dan were on like a Sunday. And you were planning a first contact for only One Us. And then you were like, well, let's just throw One We in there as well.
I have
because
to.
It makes sense.
I have to. Because I knew I could not get anyone else to just do a first contact only of One We.
Only One We. So you need them together.
So, like, I was like, this is my shot. I'm going to shoot my shot right here and see if I can get them to go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do both. They are literal twins.
And it makes sense, because I feel like One Us and One We by themselves probably didn't have enough content to do, like, a full standalone episode on each of them. So, like, putting them together, I think, was a good idea.
It did give us more material than we had for Lucy.
Oh, yes. We did have a way more material than Lucy.
And
but that
also
was not
the
difficult.
Fact that I think we ended up giving One We, because One We has such a longer history.
Oh, they have
One
such
Us
a
does.
Long history.
They have such a longer history than One Us does. So I think it ended up being more of a One We episode than a One Us episode. Because it was also the fact that this was still when Dan was very confused as to why One We is my favorite band. Which they are. Greatly underappreciated people.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it was very funny.
It was very fun.
I think that's also queso tier. Because
I
love
like
that
one.
Episode.
Yeah, it's worse than NCT, but it's a queso tier. Yeah.
So, VIX.
VIX. This is very interesting because this is the most popular episode of First Contact for some reason. I can't understand why.
Because also, we went into this with zero plan.
There was no plan for the VIX First Contact at all.
I also find that you'll hear a lot of say we went into this episode with zero plan. Mm-hmm. This we went into with actually no plan, just sort of a feeling.
A feeling.
I like it. I don't
I like it. I don't understand why it's the most popular one at all.
It's our Halloween special because...
Because VIX. Makes sense.
Makes sense. I don't think I like it as much as the NCT One Us One We episodes. Mainly because those are fun and weird. I kind of want to put it Zoom Zoom tier.
Yeah, I think I could put it above Lucy, but Zoom Zoom. Yeah.
I'll let you start on this one.
So here we're gonna do Island with Kingdom and Road to Kingdom together because that.
So
seems
let's do
to make
Road
sense.
To Kingdom because we started. Road to Kingdom's the end of the first row.
I put the Anti-Island episode up there with it as well.
And then grab the Kingdom episodes.
Where is that at?
There's the ranking Kingdom groups right underneath.
No, but I should have. There should have been a
it's
separate
right,
one.
No,
just
it's next
for
to
Kingdom.
It was next to where that was.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
All right. So.
So.
Road to Kingdom was our first series.
So Road to Kingdom's the reason we started this podcast,
yes,
generally.
Yes, because someone needed to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do we tell them why what inspired that?
Do we, actually?
I mean, I think that they know.
They know. Well, yes, they do know.
So
there's another podcast.
Yes.
Called Truly Daybok, and their Discord server is where all of us met for the first time, and is why we're friends and why we have this podcast, essentially.
And they did Queendom recaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were sort of in this conversation of, are you going to do Kingdom recaps, and they're like, no. And we're like, well,
like, they don't care.
We need the boy group representation.
Well, I want Road to Kingdom recaps.
I want Road to Kingdom recaps, and thus, if I have to make them myself, I will. And now here we are a year later.
And now, here we are with our K-pop podcast a year later. Yep. Covering Kingdom Legendary War, currently.
Still covering Kingdom on our third Mnet survival show.
Yep.
Well, more than third, because we went back to old Mnet survival shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I like our Road to Kingdom coverage. I think it is...
I do.
Of the three that we covered, of Road to Kingdom, Island, and Legendary War, yeah. I think it probably the worst one.
Yeah.
Because I think we were also... At some point, I do think we were also, like, we didn't really know how brutal... Like, we're now brutally honest. I think we were holding back a lot on that on those episodes.
Probably.
Not that we were, like, not saying our real opinions, but I don't think we were saying... the 100% truth.
No, probably
not. We were
not.
Being a little bit nicer.
And because it was really the first series that we did as a podcast, it was also, like, we were very much still in the learning to podcast phase. So. Yeah.
I want to give it CT, because I do still like it. I think that there are some gems. I think you get some fun bloopers out of it.
Oh, yes.
We went off on the weirdest tangents.
We go on a lot of tangents with
that. We got Resident 2 expert out of it.
We did get Resident 2 expert out of it. That is good. That was a good thing that came out of it.
Which I think is why I want to put it overall in C tier. Because mostly it was a little bit boring.
It was a little boring. But I think I'll put it there in C tier. And here we go with Island.
A show so interesting that an anti-island episode.
Anti-island
was
episode.
Created to spite it.
Just purely out of spite of islands.
Look.
And we're just gonna put out there, it's really Dan. It was all Dan's
it's
fault.
It's not me, everybody.
It's not
Sammy. It wasn't me.
It was really
I was caught in the crossfire somehow.
You were caught babysitting him for like 2 months while the rest of us were just like, I can't speak to Dan at all because Ollie wants to talk about
which
his island,
which also meant
and I just
you
can't.
Couldn't speak to me for some reason. How dare.
Yes. We would have to, like, be in the voice chat, and then, like, Dan would come in, start yelling about Island, and then me and Lucas would just move to a different voice chat.
And you
chat.
Wouldn't let me
just,
also
like, I
leave.
Can't. I
you
can't
also would
it.
Not let me leave. Like, I Please, also someone, wanted someone to have to, other conversations.
Someone had to talk to him about it. And unfortunately, you were the only other person watching the show, so.
Alright, so, I genuinely enjoyed the show. The show was weird. The show was a choice. There was a lot happening. I was, a lot of yelling happened. I was yelled at a lot by Dan
yelled
while we were
watching
it.
Yelled at by Dan a lot.
In the way that, like, I watched the finale with Dan.
Yes.
A lot of yelling.
I remember that, because it aired at, like, 7 in the morning or something.
We
like
were awake. And so it was us and Cooper.
I know, and then Dan took, like, straight up took a day off of work for it so he could watch the finale live.
It was a lot. But generally, I was content. I like it more than our Road to Kingdom recap because we sort of had an idea. We had flashcards. Well, Dan had flashcards.
Dan made flashcards.
And also, Road to Kingdom gave us nothing. No one won from that show. We got an hypen out of Island. So I think we won more.
And hypen is good.
So I think it's B. I'd put it a little bit above Road to Kingdom.
I would put it above Road to Kingdom. I wouldn't put it in B, though. Like, I want to put it, like, here.
Yeah,
like, top of C. I honestly can't even tell you what we talked about in the Anti-Island episode. The Anti-Island episode is
just
like is the K-pop anime episode, essentially.
Also,
because
I remember being like, because I was supposed to be on that episode, and I remember listening to it, and I'm like, you forgot half of them.
We did.
You forgot so many of the openings, where I'm like, did you guys just not want to talk
lot
about
of,
this? And they're like,
a
no,
lot
we
of
forgot.
Them, a lot of them we didn't care about, and a lot of the newer ones we just forgot about, and I honestly, like can't recall really anything we talked about in that episode, and I couldn't tell you why it's like an hour long because I don't know what we talked about for that.
There was a lot of circling.
Yeah, probably. Because,
like, me and Dan, all the island episodes are super... the island episodes at one point were our longest episode. I think they quarter rank is above it now.
I think quarter three is the longest episode we have.
Yes, and that makes sense because it's five of us. At one point, and it was me and Dan by ourselves talking about island for 3 hours.
Quarter but three like is close to 3 hours long, and I think that's our longest one, yeah.
But, like, me and Dan were always on topic on island.
Mm-hmm.
We were on that topic. Anti-Island, I have no idea what you guys were talking
about. It was
about.
An like, offshoot.
We all went on tangents.
It was an offshoot episode we put together in about, like, 2 days and was just like, let's just record it and then put it out and it'll be funny. And then, like, I honestly don't remember anything we talked about in it. And then we roped in Maria the last second. Is like, hey, Maria, want to be an Anti-Island episode?
That's fun. Mm-hmm. So, I think that it's, like...
It's not good. It's not a good episode.
Do you want to put it in the only D tier?
I'll put it in D tier for now.
Alright. Kingdom Legend... can we do the Ranking Kingdom group first? Because that came out first.
It did come out first.
So, we did the Kingdom preview.
We did do the Kingdom... That... And now, when we say we... No preparation was made.
When I tell you that the script for that episode was literally me and Kayla being like, oh, we should do a preview episode because we did one for Road to Kingdom. Okay, mm-hmm. Shall we write the script? Sure. We listed the groups in order of debut. No, we started with the boys because they were on the last season.
We just had a list of the groups in the order we were going to talk about them, and that was it.
And then we're like,
you
want to do it?
The whole script.
Sure.
And we just
went. And then we did it. And then we just talked.
And that's our, like, it's almost our most viewed episode, right? It's our second most viewed episode right now.
Yep. So, honestly, I think that's some S-tier quality work right there.
That is. And then the reason we made the Ranking the Kingdom Groups video is straight up because we kept getting recommended that same video just made by other people. And we're like, this sucks. Let's make it better.
Let's make it our version. Yeah, let's make our version. And I think that's an S-tier video.
It's an S-tier video. It's so good. The engagement on that video is off the charts.
I love it. Genuinely, I love all
it's
the
so
engagement
good.
We got. I love that everybody hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loathed our opinions.
It's at, like, 78 dislikes right now. There's, like, 60 comments on it, which is way more than any other video on our channel has.
It's
which
amazing.
Is, I mean, it's really bringing in the views to the channel.
It's great. Mm-hmm. I love it. Because genuinely, like, we're not saying any of these groups are terrible. It's just when you have a group of 1 to 6, someone's got to be 6th.
Someone
Sorry.
Has to be 6th. And that doesn't mean they're bad. They're just, like,
not as good as
the other 6 of the 6 there. Yeah.
Yeah. So then Kingdom Legendary War.
We're still in the middle of it.
We're in the middle of it. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Mainly, I am enjoying it.
Mainly because I think that they've upped... The quality of the show is better.
Mm-hmm.
Because also I feel like these groups have a lot less to lose.
Yes.
In that, 100%. Like, the Kingdom groups... The Road to Kingdom groups had nothing to lose. These groups really have nothing to lose. And they also have nothing to gain.
No.
Because the prize on this show is garbage.
Oh, yeah.
But the production value through the roof. So high.
I like it better because there's no elimination, so we're not stressing about that. And I do think that we're getting, like, better content in, like, the bullshit, like, preparation for the performances segments. I think we're getting, like, actually, like, really fun content from that now, so there's a reason for me to want to watch the episodes. Unlike, like, Road to Kingdom, where I think them having 7 groups on it was a weird, like, timing thing for them because those segments were shorter and also, like, far more useless as well.
Yes,
so.
And also the fact that we stopped watching the episodes halfway through the show.
After Golden Child got eliminated, I stopped watching the actual episodes.
I think I might have stopped before you.
Yeah.
So I think our Kingdom Legendary War coverage is, like, at least, like, B tier.
Yeah, it's pretty, I like it so far.
I still don't like these shows.
Yeah.
Because I think Mnet sucks.
What am I doing here? Mnet does suck. I was just having a conversation today about every single person who watches Mnet shows is, like, hate watching the show. No one is watching the show and, like, actively going in there to have, like, a good time on the show. Like, everyone's there because it's going to be a hot mess and you're going to hate it. But, like,
will
that's
you
part
keep
of
coming
the fun.
Back? Yes.
Yes, we will keep coming back.
I have done 3 of these shows. I'm the only person that did all 3 of those shows.
Yeah.
Only person.
Yep.
So then we have quarter two.
Quarter two.
I'm
trying to remember what songs were in quarter two.
Quarter two was like, let me check.
Quarter two was the Dan throwing TXT in the garbage, right?
It was Dan throwing TXT in the
garbage. So that was a fun moment.
Yeah, that was a highlight right there.
And Itzy was in quarter, was Itzy in quarter three?
Let me check something. Let me go into, give me a
because
second.
Because I have a hard time differentiating quarter two from quarter three.
It yep. also had, Nonstop, it had Woods.
Woods was in quarter
Lucy,
two, yeah.
It had Lucy, it had fun songs. It had, mm-hmm. oh, it had God's Menu.
Oh, God, because that's what Dan threw TXT in the garbage for, was God's Menu.
Yep.
Yep.
So, honestly, I think it had some iconic moments. I think it's better than our quarter
it's
one,
pretty good.
Obviously.
It's better than, obviously, it's not in, like, F tier of our K-pop episodes yet.
No, but I liked it a lot. You had, it's one of my favorite of the quarter ranks.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
So, I think it's gotta be at least, like, for the highlights, for as much as it's so hard to record those, because I hate them, I think it's, like, C tier.
Yeah.
C or B tier.
Let's put it here.
Yeah. Then we have quarter three.
Quarter three.
So the highlights of quarter three was that we had
That was Itzy in quarter three,
that
right?
was Itzy. That was also The Purge.
Oh, The Purge.
And that was also Justin.
Oh, first Justin.
First appearance of
Justin. Yes.
We love Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And also Favorite Boys is on here.
Okay. So that was good.
It was a good.
I have a lot of fun outtakes from quarter three, I think, is the
it
most
does.
Fun
I think
thing
just
that I have
just us talking
of.
About Itzy
mm-hmm.
was great.
The Itzy conversation was great. That's where also I have the Overnight Oats outtake is in there.
Yes.
I have the me, you, and Maria just start spoiling Midsummer for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
We have, like, a really big discussion of, like, when we talked about One Us because we somehow believed it was in quarter two when it was in quarter one or something, and there's like a whole section about that, and
there was a whole conspiracy of like when did One Us do anything.
We had to go like fact checked it, and I was just like, yeah,
what are we doing?
And none of that's in the actual episode, but they're in outtakes part two,
and it is
so that
our memories fun. It is our memories of what we did also, but I will say it, I did like it more than quarter two, because quarter two, it was also when we were extremely warm. We
oh, yeah.
Quarter two.
Oh, my God.
I think
God.
We need to downgrade
of,
quarter two
yes.
down.
Yes.
Because we all wanted to
oh my
die.
God. Because we recorded in the middle of summer, and everyone has to turn off their air conditioning when we record because it's too loud, essentially. So
yeah, because we're all,
it's,
like,
that
in
was
our
a bad
homes
time.
And, like,
I was
burning.
Hot and dying the whole time,
so
yeah.
I think we put quarter two in C tier, in ice cream tier, because we all wanted some ice cream.
Yeah, so we moved this up.
It was so hot.
Up here, yeah.
And then quarter three is an above in B tier.
Yeah.
So do you want to just do quarter four while
quarter
we're doing
four.
This?
Yeah, sure. Where's quarter four at? I might have forgotten it.
Up next up. To the worst.
Worst.
Oh, no, that's the award show. Never mind.
All
the way at the end.
Quarter.
There it is.
All the way at the end?
That one.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Quarter four.
Quarter four was the last one, so the highlights of quarter four are, like, we have Jaewon.
Jaewon and Orbit both
Jaewon
made it,
and
yeah.
Orbit. We also had the lovely discussion of, also, ENHYPEN.
Mm-hmm. We went off on a very long tangent on AB6, I'm pretty sure, in that
episode.
We did.
Also, I don't think this is correct. Oh no, that's wrong. Because we didn't do the claims anymore. That we did quarter
no,
four
quarter
as a
four
best
was,
and worst.
Was quarter four was when we were attempting new quarter format for like the episodes, and then we decided we just weren't going to do them anymore.
Yep. That's when that was officially. We had the fun Stacey discussion.
Oh, the Stacey discussion.
And then we also talked about bad songs.
Yeah, we did.
So I think that might be one of the better quarter.
It is, because it's very streamlined, and I didn't want to die while I was recording it either.
No, we were exhausted. We had already done the The award show.
The award show.
We wanted to die. We didn't want to do this format anymore. We tried a new format, which was better, but we don't want to do
better,
it anymore.
It's better, but we still so I'm going to put it right below quarter three.
Yes. Yeah. I think quarter three is still probably our best one in terms of quality.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do that format anymore. I'm exhausted.
Can't.
So then...
So I have everyone's birthday episode here, except for Lucas, whose birthday episode is coming and is not out yet.
We did record an old... one of the fashion episodes that we threw away was Lucas's
birthday
episode.
Was Lucas's birthday episode.
Because originally Lucas was going to have the first birthday episode.
Yeah, then it got delayed, and then it was July, and then it was like, well, now it's not your birthday anymore.
Nope, so it's just going to be my birthday episode, guys.
Yeah.
So my birthday episode was the complete history of Unique because I share my birthday with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. I think that was our first deep dive into anything.
This is also, it did really well on our podcasting sites.
We'll get to it with a different episode, but I think that there's one main reason for that.
Yes. Also, I will say that something really bizarre happened to the last, like, 20 minutes of the audio.
Which is where we talk about the two best...
So it, like, it renders, like, the last 20 minutes of the episode, like, completely useless. Because the audio gets really out of sync, and I don't know what happened to it.
I think we need to redo that episode, just because I hate the audio problems on it.
I know, the audio just ruined... I know, and it's, like, the last 20 minutes of audio just got... I don't know what happened to it when it rendered. It got, like, real fucked up.
So I think we gotta put it low, because of the audio problem.
I'll put the bottom of C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan's birthday episode.
I enjoyed Dan's birthday
episode. I liked
episode.
It. It was weird, but it was fun.
And I listened to it. It's not nothing to do with K-pop, but I thought it was really fun.
Yeah. I want to put in, like, B tier, because they had a lot of fun. It was very odd.
This just reminds me of how I, like, really just want to start, like, our offshoot podcast now.
We've considered, we're not doing the gaming channel anymore.
We did consider a gaming channel. And we're just and then I realized I would have to edit the gaming videos, and I'm like, absolutely not.
And also, I would have to start editing the podcast episodes, because it would just end up coming down the line of people that edit.
Coming down the line of editors,
Which then means who the fuck makes the bonus videos, because I make half of them.
Oh, yeah, and then Dan makes the bonus videos. But I don't know if I want Dan making all of our bonus videos.
I don't, because Dan takes, like, 4 weeks to make one bonus video, and I take, like, 2 days.
I know, I can, like, do it in a day, yeah.
I made that quarter, we decided the songs for that quarter one video, and I made it the next day. It was dumb.
Oh, I did the ranking the Kingdom Groups episode in, like, a day. Like,
exactly.
Once we had the idea, I'm like, we need it out. Like, it's like, if we know the content... That needs to be timely. Like, it just gets done real fast.
We make things timely.
Yes.
So I liked it a lot. Then we have Maria's birthday episode.
Which was so Taeji and the boys retro mixtape, which was fun.
It was very fun.
A lot of fun with that, yeah.
But also, it was just also, I enjoyed it because I got shit on YG for a while.
I know, that was fun, just, like, yelling
the
at YG.
The man of YG, not so much the company.
Yeah, specifically the man YG, because he sucks. He's horrible.
He's terrible.
I'll put it up here with Dan. And then mine was just the Woollim Entertainment episode, because, of course, that is what my birthday episode was.
Again, if I had to do the Unique episode, you have to do the Woollim episode. It's fine.
I know. It's like, that's just what it had to be for my first birthday episode, so.
Again, my second birthday episode is going to be very fun to just give a preview.
Oh, yes.
We figured it out.
We're in the same realm of topic for the second Sammy birthday episode.
It's going to be very fun.
Yes.
I think your birthday episode is quite... I think we just put all the birthday episodes in B.
Together, yeah.
Except mine, because mine has weird audio.
Because mine, I don't know. We will remake it one day. I don't know what happened to it, is the thing. Is I think what happened was when I was putting in the videos on top of, like, for the YouTube video... I think the audio... for the video overlaid on top of somebody's audio, and it just got rid of someone's audio, and that's why the rest of it sounds out of sync.
Possibly.
But it's not in... But I've, like, looked at that video... Well, I also just can't access the file for that anymore because I edited it on my laptop, and I don't have anyone's audio for it anymore, and I also don't use my laptop anymore. So it's gone for the ether forever, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't even figure out how I would even fix that.
Yeah, I think that that's, of all the episodes, I think the only one I would want to remake is that one, because it's a good episode and I like it and I like all the information on it.
Yeah.
But I think that
it's an unfortunate technical mishap, yeah.
Exactly. So I think that that's the only one I want to, and I also kind of want to remake it now that we actually kind of know more of what we're doing.
Yes, that's true. Because that was also relatively early into our life as a podcast, yeah, so.
And I think Unique deserves better.
They do.
Our boy deserves better.
They do.
All right.
So here's 2020 K-pop boy group debuts parts 1 and 2.
So part 1 was
part 1 is
MCND,
BKB.
No, DKB, sorry.
Gravity,
Lucy, and two more.
God. Who's early in the year?
Hold on.
Oh, it was H&D was one of them.
H&D and one more. Who? E-Last. That's who it was.
E-Last. Okay, yeah.
So that's who that. And honestly, I like it.
I do. It's fine.
It's not as good as the second one, because the second one had more fun. We had so much more fun with it.
I had a lot more fun with the second one.
I think it's very straightforward. And I do like the fact that we were very, like, up and down with certain groups.
And that's just how the 2020 K-pop boy group debuts went. It was very up and down. Like,
I mean, we are going to do an update to it where we catch up with them in current times.
We catch up with them, yes.
Mainly because the 2021 groups are giving us, like, nothing to work with.
I got absolutely no hope for, like, any of them, which is sad. But this is where we're at with the 2021 boy groups.
Yeah, I would say because Part two is
better.
It's Bae173, P1 Harmony, Ghost9, UNVS,
Drippin, Bae173.
I already Checkmate and another group.
Treasure.
So I think we had way more fun.
Had a lot more fun.
Because we also brought in all the other groups, too. It was a lot more. So I think that you got... I almost want to put the second one as, like, an 8. It's one of the most fun I had recording.
I'll put this, like, up here.
And I think the first one's, like, a B tier.
A B tier, yeah. I'll put it here. I think. That's probably good for it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to...
This is a complete history of K and K. Which is the only other group we've done a complete history of so far.
So far. We have plans for more, but, like, we've just been, like... We have plans for
a lot
more,
but have not got... Those episodes involve a lot of research, so...
And we've been researching other things for, like, full months.
Yeah, we spent, like, a whole month watching 11 seasons of Produce.
We spent,
instead,
I think,
so.
A solid 2 months doing... Two months, probably 3 months, where my life
was only Produce, so...
Our life is still kind of mostly Produce.
It is. It's really sad. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that, but that's
because
just
I don't know how
I'm
it stops.
It doesn't stop, is the really sad
part
about it.
Also, now I'm invested in a lot of... There's been, like, 1,800 trainees at this point.
I know.
And I'm, like, very invested... Oh, no, not 1,800. Like, 1,100 trainees. And I'm, like, invested in a lot of them. So they keep having comebacks. I keep having to... And they keep doing seasons.
China's gonna keep doing them. I think Japan's gonna keep doing it. So, like, even though it's dead in Korea, like, it's still gonna go on.
Yeah, and, like, you have the people that debuted. You have the people that didn't debut. People from these shows are still debuting. God, we're gonna keep... God. It's gonna keep going, but, it took a lot of effort, those seasons, and then also, like, the Kingdom stuff is a lot to try to keep up with daily to also do this kind of research.
I know, so there are, that series is on the back burner for right now, but we will come back
probably
with it at some point.
With the way we're scheduling things, I think over the summer we might be able to do one or two.
I think we can get, we really want to get Top Dog out, because that's
the
one group
that
we really
want to
do.
That's the next one that's coming out is Top Dog.
Yeah. It's a fine episode. K&K has got, like, a very sad history as a group.
I mean, if you think that's sad, dear...
Top Dog.
We'll get to Top Dog. Unique will be the most happy version in that this group is mostly dead, but everyone thriving.
Yep.
Mostly thriving.
Mm-hmm.
So, K&K is sad.
Sad.
I do like that episode, though.
It is a little bit boring, I think.
It is. See?
I'll put it, like, here.
So then we get to our first of the surprise bonus videos,
which is K-Pop Ho Anthems.
K-Pop Ho Anthems, which is another video that we made because we kept getting... Because this was around the time that K-Pop Ho... It was, like, last summer.
It was in the summer, yeah.
Yeah, and K-Pop Ho Anthems keeps getting recommended every 5 minutes. We watched them, and a lot of them we looked at and were like...
This is not a Ho Anthem.
This is very depressing.
Like, VIXX's Shangri-La, not a Ho Anthem. That was on, like, every Ho Anthem video, and I'm like, this is not a Ho Anthem.
Yep. Breakup songs. Active breakup songs. We're in Ho
Anthems. Also, like, you can't throw every single EXID song on there because it's EXID. Like, some of those are definitely not Ho Anthems. Nope. Like,
nope. Not every single Sistar song is a Ho Anthem. No. So I think that overall,
it's one of our best performing clip videos, too.
It's one of our best performing videos, period. And I really like the way it turned out. I think that looking back on it, we missed a couple songs, but I think that video's already long enough.
Yeah. I do like it a lot.
I don't know if we put enough 2PM on there, though.
It could use some more 2PM, but... We got the two on there that are, like, the holiest,
the two big ones.
Yeah.
The two big ones. I think that's an S-tier video.
I think it's an S-tier video. We have only clip videos in the S-tier right now.
We'll get more. I think that there's, like, one or two more we can get up there. So next we have our interview with Tuck.
Yes. That was fun. That was
I
a fun
love
episode.
That so much.
Because it was
all
just listening
stories.
To Tuck's, like, K-pop stories, and it was really fun.
Yes. I love Tuck.
First guest we ever had on the podcast, too, and so it was just a really fun time.
Yes. I was about to say only guest, but no, we've had another guest.
Mm-hmm.
So
shoot. I don't know if I have that episode on here.
I
don't think it is.
Let's just put them together, then.
Yeah.
So we have this one, and then we have the K-pop R&B episode.
Mm-hmm.
That Maria did
That was with Sat.
Yeah, with Sat. Our two guests, great guests, great people.
Yes, yes. They're very different episodes.
They're very different.
The Maria and Sat one was mainly, because I edited that episode, was mainly them just talking about R&B, indie, hip-hop releases over the 2020 that they enjoyed a lot. So it was very much just like a yearly music review thing. Tuck was just here to tell us, like, crazy stories
from his
essentially
life,
yeah,
which was very fun. I think both of those are really good episodes.
They're very good.
Cut this out. Sat won. Was that Sat winning?
Sat won Fantasy League, and we offered her a spot on the podcast.
So essentially, we all participate in a K-pop Fantasy League because, of course, we do, and. As a joke, we offered, hey, you get to be a guest on one of our episodes. She won. Sat won. And then we're here.
And then Maria wanted a K-pop or, like, a R&B hip-hop, like, review episode. None of us listened to that at all. So I was like, Sat's probably a good person for you to have, like, a back and forth with about that anyway, so...
Yeah, because I feel like if it was any of us, we'd just be like, yeah, uh-huh.
I got, like, a no use, like, every time, I'm like, I had no useful comments to make here.
No. So I think that those are really, both of those I think are, like,
both
A.
of those are
I
good.
I
want to
say
yeah.
A.
Those are A-tier episodes. Like, here.
I'm sorry, Sat, that we forgot your episode.
I am, like, probably missing a couple of random episodes here and there, because when I was trying to get the thumbnails together, it was, like, really having a bad time with it, because I didn't have them all saved just on my computer, so I'd had to go, like, remake some of them because I couldn't re-download them without having to, like, recrop them a weird way, so it was a time.
Yeah.
So I'm probably missing a couple other ones in there, too.
Yeah.
You want to just do Asian drama November together?
Sure. Intro to C-dramas wasn't an Asian drama November, but
it was a lead up to it. Yeah.
We can do those together. Okay. So. I'm upset.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
You know how we say a lot of our episodes take a lot of research?
Yeah.
In terms of amount of... Not so much that first one. So the first episode is the intro to C-dramas, which is C-dramas versus K-dramas. And we're just talking about the differences and all of that. And it's a fun episode. I enjoy it. It's maybe not my favorite that we've done. It was a very haphazardly put together because I didn't really do that. I mainly focused on the other one.
Yeah.
So I would say that that's like a C-tier episode, I would say.
Okay.
In that a lot of that information, I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is correct. I cannot source. I don't have the best reputable sources. Because they don't exist, and I don't read Chinese.
Yeah.
Or speak Chinese. So then we have the episode that I actually put a lot of effort into.
Like, way too much effort into that. You put, like, unnecessarily large amount of effort into that episode.
Kayla had to tell me, you need to stop.
And I was like, at some point in time, there's only so many shows you can watch. Like, you...
So essentially... I did a C-drama recommendation episode where I essentially wanted to put shows into different categories. My thing was, there was a lot of very popular, very big shows that are good that I haven't seen. So I attempted to watch them. And I just had to keep watching shows. I watched so many dramas last year mainly because of that episode. So many shows. Like, my productivity for watching dramas this year way lower.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm not watching shows
24/7. Yeah.
Then again, I feel like when I get that second monitor, it's going to get worse.
Oh, it'll not help at all.
No, yeah. it'll make it worse.
It'll be worse.
But overall, I think that I put so much effort into that. So much. I watched so many shows. I wanted to make it good.
You put, like, way too much effort into that episode.
And then it has, let me check exactly how many views it has right now.
Mm-hmm.
It has it has 12 views.
Yep.
If
it is of any consolation, both of those episodes are two of our best performing episodes on, like, podcasting sites, though, because they're definitely in the higher range of, like, views we normally get on, like, podcasting. They're, like, in the 40-50 range. So
very well.
They did do well. Just not
elsewhere.
On YouTube. Yeah.
I was a little bit I was very sad for a while, because I'm like, they're just doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing so bad? I put so much effort.
So much
effort. But I liked it. I did have fun, though.
That's good.
I'd say that's like a... I don't know.
I'll put it B tier.
Okay.
Like, above the birthday episodes.
So, Worst K-Dramas is one of my favorite episodes we've ever done.
I love that episode, Worst 5 Dramas.
Because, we just went off on shows we hated.
And I love how Dan is just there to react. You're just like, Dan, I need you to, like, just be here so we can complain to someone about this.
And Dan can just sort of, like, give feedback as, like, a neutral third party.
Yes.
Just like, what is this show?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they're bad. They're terrible. And I think this is one of my favorite... This might be my favorite. Is it my favorite K-drama? Yeah.
Probably. I think it's probably my favorite K-drama episode we have, yeah.
We are thinking of doing... Wait, did you not put the best K-drama on here?
No, it's just over here.
Oh, there it is.
It just came out way... It came out way earlier, yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to... I didn't see the thumbnail. But yeah, no, it's my favorite, that one. We're gonna do a similar offshoot.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Because we have we just like to have Dan react to shows we've seen.
Uh-huh.
It's very fun. So it's fine. Think that's like an A tier.
That's A tier. I like this.
Is that our first S tier? Because we go off.
Let's put it in the S tier. Let's put it above these clip videos, just so we don't have those.
I love you going off about
Missing Nine is missing horrible. Nine. I hate that show so much.
I did not know that is a crime. That's like a legal drama.
It's a legal drama, and I'm like, this is like backstory. I don't like being lied to by K dramas.
Then again, I don't love the fucking King Eternal Monarch.
Oh God, that was a show.
Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's that and goddamn, and me trying to talk about one of the U princes.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's just like cowboy. Multiple surprise sexual assaults.
Multiple. One show, multiple. Mm-hmm. All right. Then we have
Our Shining Days.
Another episode I love. You'll notice we like the drama episodes way more than we like the K-pop episodes. Because we have like a set topic,
mm-hmm.
but they're fun. They're so much fun to record.
And it's so funny. So this one and with... a lot of the ones where we're just reviewing a show, we just don't have scripts for. Just like go. And the episodes end up like very disorganized, but they're also very fun. Yes. In the same way.
Cause we're going entirely based on memory.
Yeah.
Which again, for this is okay because we had like just watched the show maybe like mm-hmm. a couple days before, or just watched the movie a couple days before and I had just finished the show.
Yeah.
Because I decided that, you know what? I have to watch more K-dramas because of this whole podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Then again, I've also decided to do that this year.
You have decided to do that this year. But I'm also doing that this year, so...
Well, you're doing a lot less than I am, because I've also decided that I need to, like, skim through, because I haven't seen these shows in years.
Yeah.
And also just watch some things for the first time. So, to preface this, no one's gonna watch this. We can tell them what we're doing in November.
Well, we're doing Asian Drama November again, number one.
Asian Drama November's coming back.
But we have a theme. We have a theme for this year.
The theme this year is we are going to be watching shows that have been remade. Either the K-drama
multiple countries.
Is a remake of a show, or the K-drama has been remade... in other, and these are official remakes. These are not like the show is essentially the same and different. No, these are like
actual
the
remakes.
Shows are based on each other.
Yeah.
So this will be very fun. And there's been so many. No one can people can barely guess what it will
be. Yeah, you can try to guess which of the shows are going to cover, but there's a lot. There's a lot of
them. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
We thought about doing Suits. We're not doing Suits because I cannot stand it.
No.
I watched too much American Suits,
yeah.
And I could not get past the third episode of Korean Suits.
Oof.
But no, for Our Shining Days, very weird movie.
That movie is so, it's so not what I was expecting when I went in to watch that movie. It's very weird. It's such a weird movie.
I had fun, and like the show is even weirder, somehow.
Oh, it's so bizarre.
So that's up there.
That's also, like, good. I think it's an A-tier
episode. That's an A-tier episode.
Yeah. It's, like, up here.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
So then we go to
The Gank Your Heart.
Gank Your Heart is currently our most watched episode.
By, like, over 100 views. It's, like, by a lot, it's our most viewed episode.
Like, the
it's
only thing
zero,
getting close is the
It's got zero...
Preview.
Yeah, and it has no engagement. At all.
No.
Either.
There's not one comment under that video.
No. But it has like 400 and something views. And I'm like...
Why?
Because that episode's not good. It's all over the place because it had been months
like,
since me and Sammy
had
watched the show.
Yeah, because I watched the show because essentially me, Kayla, and Dan essentially started watching the show...
Together.
At the same time. We watched maybe like 10 episodes? 12 episodes? Something like that. Together.
Because it's how many, like, 30 episodes? I think we got halfway through together.
Yes. Yeah. And then we're like, we were
it's
gonna put this out
long.
In July. We're like...
We gave everyone a deadline. Finish Gank Your Heart by the end of July.
Yep. We were like, do it by the end of July. I finished it in maybe, like, a week. You mm-hmm. finished it in maybe, like,
I finished
two
it, like,
or
a week.
Weeks.
A week later, I finished it, yeah.
And then Dan did not finish it till, like, October.
Dan only finished it because Dan got hit by a car or a truck.
Yeah, Dan got hit by a truck
and then suddenly had a lot of time to watch dramas.
Suddenly Dan had, like, a lot of free time.
Mm-hmm. So that is the only reason he finished it. I think in September, I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
September, October. It was
September, October.
There.
Yeah.
And then I'm entirely basing this on my memory. And mind you, I had in that time watched maybe like 30 more shows.
Yes.
And also had watched, by that point, I think I had watched
The King's Avatar, which is just that show, but better.
So, like, I'm conflating, like, did this happen in The King's Avatar? Like, they're entirely different shows. But when you're talking so in-depth about a gaming drama, sometimes my brain will wander off and, like, well, in The King's Avatar, da-da-da-da, and I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So we went off on tangents. Dan also didn't help because he also was apparently confused. And I'm like,
Dan was very confused the whole time.
But I think it is a great episode. We did have a lot of fun, mainly because of
Wangy Bo. It's very fun, Wangy Bo. And it was just, it's also, like, kind of stupid, the show as a whole, so.
The show's great.
Yeah.
In the way of, like, a stupid show that I really love.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's like A or S. Do we have to?
A,
I think it's A tier.
I want to put it at like top of A tier. Yeah,
it's one of
because it is our most viewed episode.
Yes.
So
then we have our best K-pop original songs from survival shows. I don't remember how
yes.
we titled that, but it's essentially
just best K-pop survival show songs. This is our most viewed video right now.
Yes, I think it should be because all those songs are great.
Yes,
and. Honestly, that's an S-tier video right there.
We went to every show. There are songs on there that, like, a lot of people just don't even know of that I, like, pulled out of my head. And I was like, here's a song. Like,
yeah, because I just remember,
you've
like,
never
random,
heard.
Like, because I had never watched Boys 24, but I'm like, well, there's a bunch of Boys 24
There's a bunch
songs
of really good,
good
songs from Boys 24.
Yeah.
Here's this random song from, like, the Infinite Challenge, like, where they did, like, history, like, Hamilton-style raps that I really like. Well, let's put that on the list. Like,
yeah. Let's go back to just random things. I added some island songs that Kayla was
Here's
never...
High School Rapper 2.
High School
like,
Rapper
here you go.
2. Here's various ones from Show Me the Money 3.
Yeah.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
We
covered really like all bases with that.
Kayla, we brought out, like, Operation Idol...
Idol drama operation something
team.
Really stupid. Yeah.
Idol drama operation team or something. We found
yeah.
that. Like
uh-huh.
Big Byung.
Big Byung made an appearance, yeah.
Like we got everybody.
We really did.
This is why we're like the old ladies of K-pop. We remember fucking Big Byung.
Oh, I love Big Byung.
They're great. I love it. Any opportunity to mention Big Byung we take.
We have to take it, because that's an S-tier K-pop group, Big Bang.
Yes. Then we have our album collecting video, which I didn't remember we made.
I remember we made it.
Our collection has changed a lot since then.
I do want to make an update to that, because my collection is so much, is expanded significantly since then.
Yeah. And, like, not even just, like, the bits of it, but also we stopped selling because eBay sucks. Because
eBay sucks, yep.
So now we just have more things.
But I think both of us have, like, doubled our signed album collection
since then, oh,
essentially.
Yeah. We have a lot more.
Because we got real into buying signed albums.
We got the eBay signed albums. We have a bunch more just...
Oh, we now collect J-pop as well.
We collect J-pop. We now have advice on collecting J-pop albums.
Yes. So I do want to update that, because I did enjoy that episode. I thought it was fun.
Yeah. I kind of think that's, like, a B-tier episode.
Yeah. Where do we put it, like, here?
Yeah, above Dan's birthday mm-hmm. episode.
Yeah, above the birthday episodes.
So if we're basing this on the quality of the product, this is F tier.
F tier.
Because Shine by Jessica is terrible.
Terrible. The folder for this episode, it was just called Jessica's Terrible Book. Because that's just what it is.
Look, I'm very happy. I was at a... This was the middle of the pandemic, so I had to go get groceries at one point and to, like, leave my home. And I went into it. I went into a Target to, like, get essentials and walked by their book section. Jessica's book was there, and I'm like, Do I? The answer is no.
You don't. The answer is no, you don't. You don't give her money.
Because it was, like, buy one, get one 50. It was like, you know, the Target sales. Buy two, get one free or something like that. And I'm like, do I? Oh, no. I remember what it was. It was when I went to go buy the NCT album. Remember when we went to buy those?
It was the buy two, get one free. And I was like, well, now I gotta buy three albums.
Yeah, so, well, now you get both versions of the NCT album and another album.
And a BTS album, because I'm here.
Which is like, what I did. Which is what I also did. But I'm like, do I just get Jessica's book and have it so we do the episode on it as the free thing? And I'm like, nope. It's not even worth being free. It's terrible.
No. Horrible. It's a horrible book.
But we had a lot of fun, and we did fan cast it. I did have a lot of fun.
We did fan cast it. So, I think it's fun because of how stupid it is. It's, like, very bad, but it was very fun to talk about how bad it was.
But also it was torture on me, so I think we gotta put it in C tier because I'm not reading the sequel. Yeah, because
it was a bad time.
I don't know if she's getting a sequel, but if she does, I'm not reading it.
I think it's setting up a sequel, probably.
It is, like, setting up a sequel. Doesn't mean she'll get one, hopefully.
True. True, true.
So now we have our end of the year episodes.
End of the year episodes.
So we have I think the top 10 is fine. There's only so many ways you can say something is good.
It's fine. It's kind of boring. I think that's really
a C-tier episode. Just so we can get to one of my favorite episodes we've ever made.
Yes, and it also performed better than the best 10 songs of the year as well.
So worst 10 songs. Mm-hmm. Mind you, which has, again, we are apparently, quote-unquote, shitting on multiple groups in that. Apparently, yes. Less controversial.
Than the ranking Kingdom.
Calling something the worst song of the year. Less controversial than us saying that someone is, you know, 5 out of 6.
Because this video did better than the best 10 songs of the year. Also has, like, no dislikes on it.
Nope.
And, it doesn't make sense that this one performed better. But it's also, like, not as hated as just ranking the Kingdom groups, so.
I guess, you know, the people are like, yeah, no, I tend to think that now it just means that we were correct and it was bad.
We were correct, and people agreed that those were bad songs.
So, yes.
I like it. This is a great episode.
Yes. I think that's like an A or S tier episode.
This is like an A tier, probably, yeah. Like right here next to Gank Your Heart.
Yep. So then we have our award show. Mm-hmm. Which took us multiple days to do.
It was very annoying to edit that episode. It took 2 days and, like, various iterations of people. Mm-hmm. Because we can't get all 5 of us together anymore, because that's impossible.
We have a lot to do. This will be how we have to do things that where the 5 of us are together. It's either plan the months in advance.
Mm-hmm. Or we just aren't all together.
Or just we aren't all together and we're
separate parts.
We're patchwork together. Yes. Different iterations are together in different times. Kayla and I are the constant.
Oh, yes, because we have too much time to just record podcast episodes, so here
this
we
is
are.
How I bring, this is like my, some people, like, do yoga, some people do, like, knitting. I record podcasts and make bonus podcasts. Videos. It's the creative outlet I've decided on.
Exactly.
So.
It's a long episode.
It's a very long episode.
We put in a lot of effort into that, because along with that, it was the 3 nominations video that also were very annoying to edit.
Yes.
And we have a lot. There's just so much effort went into that. And it performed well, so, like, it was worth it, but also, like, I don't love it, I guess, either.
I think it's, like, a solid B tier.
It's just, like, a pretty solid, but there's nothing about it that I am, like, super, happy about.
I honestly was, because, again, we had to make a lot of considerations and, like, who do we give the award. It was such a long process to, like, figure out who we were nominating.
I know, that was so, there's so much effort went into it.
No, can you imagine nominating this year?
We already started, and we're just, like, we have, like, nothing to put on this right now.
K-pop, be better.
K-pop's gotta be better this year. I'm not having a great time with K-pop this year.
So, moving on to the COVID episode, why did you put this on here?
Well, it's here.
I'll let you take it's this, because it was my life.
Well, it was you and Maria only.
Yes. us just talking about our lives during this shit show of a pandemic.
Yep, yep. I did show it to my dad, and my dad enjoyed it as well. Because it was one of the only, like, non-K-pop things. Like, hey, here's a podcast episode if you want to listen to COVID talk or whatever.
Oh, Dad, I'm part of a podcast. Here's an episode. Oh, you did great. I'm not on it. Like, I'm not here.
I'm not here, but, like, here you go. It was entertaining listening to Maria trying to not dox her workplace.
She did.
Constantly.
She did. I edited. It was skillful editing.
Yeah.
There was, like, multiple stretches of a tangent I had to cut out because she doxed her workplace at the end, and I'm like, there's no way I can edit around
and
that.
And I was like, you can't. You're like, you can't.
So, like, let me just edit out the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, I enjoyed it. It was, I mean, as much as you can enjoy talking about.
You just had, like, you and Maria had, like, a therapy session.
Yeah, mini therapy session.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do with it, because it's just like, I mean,
we go to, like, off-topic, like, episodes, but this one is, like, really just, like, not related to anything.
No. Even though this was around the time that some K-pop idols were getting COVID.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know what to do with it. It's your episode, because I'm not even in it, so
I don't know.
Put it anywhere.
Where do you think it should go?
I don't know. So I, like, wasn't part of it at all, so I don't know.
I was too much. It's too deep for me.
Just put it, like, somewhere. We'll just, like, put it over here in the middle.
Great.
Like, randomly there it is.
Great. So now we tier rank to 150 boy groups, and I think this is one of my favorite episodes.
I love that. I love it so much. I think it's so fun. It was so fun. I love also that we just got, that's like how we slipped all of, like, our produce boy groups and, like, Orbit and whatever on there.
Orbit, next.
And I was like, we required J01's V and S tier, like.
We did. That is our demand. We require J01 B S tier.
Yes.
And we did it.
It's one of my favorite things we've done. I enjoyed it so much.
Me getting Lucas to tell me, please put Wonwi in S tier.
I know, he was like, I am actually gonna beg you to put Wonwi in S tier.
Don't put, like, 9%.
Don't put 9%.
Don't put this random C-pop group that has 3 songs.
That's dead and has 3 songs, yeah.
In S tier. Put Wonwi up here, please.
Yep.
You dragging us somehow getting Icon F tier, which is wrong.
Yeah,
now.
Lucas dragging Icon to, like, D tier. Yeah. And then you drag, like, NCT 127 to D tier.
Okay. You dragged B1A4.
B1A4. And it was like, that's a weird group to just drag to the F tier, but I'm like, I have, like, no one else to. I have, like,
yeah,
strong
opinions on. You have weirdly strong opinions of dislike of B1A4.
Yeah, I don't like B1A4. But do we put, is this like a, it's definitely an S or an A tier episode.
I think that this is an S tier episode only because I think we put so much effort into getting 150 groups.
Oh, yeah.
And forgetting Monsta X.
We forgot Monsta X in those 150 groups.
Look, you'll notice again, we forgot Sat's one from here. We forgot, like, we always forget, like, one crucial thing.
I will say, I did find out the reason Monsta X got left out, because I was looking at, because I put together the tier ranker, I was looking through my, like, folder of, like, thumbnails, and I just found a random folder with a Monsta X logo, and I was like, is this where I saved it to instead of the, like, tier ranking folder, and that's why it's just not in the tier ranking
video?
We
should have seen, again, it's too hard because we would have to do the math of, is this 150?
Yeah.
Because I think that we might have accidentally, because I did remember us looking at this and we're like, we did the math and we're like, this is only like 149.
Yeah.
Or something. I did remember
because
us
when
having
I uploaded, discussion. When I uploaded it, there were 150 pictures there and that's what I was going off of. I'm just like, I guess it's fine, but, like, something happened in the middle where we lost a group.
We lost Monsta X and replaced them apparently with somebody else at some point.
With somebody else.
I don't
less
know
important.
What happened.
Yeah.
But I love that. Us realizing that.
Just Starship. And we just call them other Starship Boy Group for a while too. And it's just like, oh, well.
And it wasn't boyfriend. Because we were.
It's not because we're talking about, because we were talking about boyfriend.
Yeah, it's not Cravity, so it had to be the other one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then we have all of Produce Month combined.
Seven episodes of Produce.
Yep.
This is the most effort we've put into anything we've done on this podcast. Like, so much effort went into that. And it was like, I had a very fun time, but also like a horrible time at the same time.
Again, as we've said, two full months.
Our life was only produce.
Only produce.
All produce all the time. And a lot of it was very enjoyable, I will say.
Also, there's 10 produce videos if you count the bonus videos.
That's so many produce videos, and spoiler alert, again, we are going to do another produce month at
October
the end of the year.
October is produce month part 2, where we gotta do the update for the 3 seasons that aired.
Yes. So produce content will be back fairly soon.
We will have technically have done like 14 produce, 14, maybe 15, depending on if we do a bonus episode.
Oh yeah, I think we might have to do a bonus episode.
So I think we'll do 15 produce episodes this year.
Great.
What have we?
Because what are we doing?
We now just have to keep this going because we are the.
We've
watched all of it. All
so
of
like
it
it's like it's I can't just stop now when I've watched I'm gonna watch 14 seasons of it. So
might as well keep going. See where this leads.
Yep, yep.
I think Produce Month is the most effort we've ever put into anything.
It is, by far.
Maybe more effort than I put into those C-drama videos. Probably more effort than I put in the C-drama videos. Mm-hmm. Then again, for those C-drama videos, I did watch a Tao show entirely Google translated.
Oh, I do remember that. That was a bad time.
It was weird. It was the
weirdest that sounds like a horrible
experience
time.
I ever had.
Yeah.
But I do think Produce Month is like S-tier quality content right now.
It is. I think this is our S-tier
quality. We had a
quality.
Thesis statement.
There's so much produce content.
And
it was like, if we're going to watch 11 seasons of the show, we're going to get as much content out of it as we can.
For as much as we can, because we were originally only going to do
one episode.
And then
and we're just like,
getting,
no.
And then it started getting a bit too much. We wanted to talk about the trainees. We wanted to talk about the themes. We wanted to talk about the racism and the sexism.
Yes.
We wanted to talk about the future of the... Like, we had too many topics.
We
that
had
were like,
so
this
much
is gonna be
stuff
a 5-hour
to talk about.
Video if we do it this way.
So now it's a whole month, and it was like, we're gonna get the content out of it, so...
We got as much content as we could. So for our... This is our top... Each of our top 5 K-dramas. One, I love that Dan has seen 5 K... I'd seen, like, 8 K-dramas.
He's seen, like, 7 K-dramas, at the time.
And so we had to pick 5 of them.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, he didn't even like some of them, but he's only seen, like,
7.
So,
like, one of them had
that
to be
was
there
all
by
we had.
Default.
Right.
Competition's not super high.
No. This... I have seen a lot more K-dramas since then, so my list is probably different now. But it was fun. That was our first Asian drama content, I think.
Was that extracurricular before that?
No, it was after.
Oh, then yeah, it was this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was our first drama content. I had seen a lot of K-dramas before this and many more
after. So many.
Look, they're easy to play in the background.
Mm-hmm.
At all times. But my list would probably be a little bit different now.
Yeah.
Especially with the fact of like I had to try to find different things just to keep it. We had 15 different shows. It's very good. I like that episode a lot.
I do. It's a good episode.
It's a good episode.
It's one of the better episodes of, like, our really early episodes.
Yeah. I think we just needed... Again, I think what we've learned is that we don't need a script. We just need topics. And we'll go off.
And we'll just go. Yeah.
So I think that that's, like, a solid B. I don't like it as much as
it's
I like our
B.
worst.
Yeah.
K-drama episodes, because that's amazing.
That one is very good.
I think that we're just very good at, like, ranting about things we don't like in a concise way of, this is bad, this is why it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's K-pop Mastermind.
Yes.
I'll let you take this, because you actually had to play it, so...
It was very fun, and it's kind of what started us down this, like, now we play, like, fun game shows on the podcast, which I really enjoy a lot.
Yeah. Because we have
It was
that.
Very fun.
We're gonna
it was
have...
very fun.
We're another game coming up for Lucas's birthday.
There's two that are on the way right now, mm-hmm. so I don't know if they're out by the time this is out. Probably not, but they're coming, so.
Yes, they're on the way. They're going to be very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to come up with more K-pop mastermind. The topics are hard.
Yeah. Writing, I think, the game part is, like, it takes effort, but it is fun, yes. I think. Because I also wrote a game. And that was a lot of effort trying to write, but it was very fun writing it as well. So
the writing is very fun, and I think that the game aspect is... You guys seem to have a lot of fun, even with the...
It was very fun, and it's almost, like, more fun when we're just, like, epically failing at it. Because the K-pop knowledge is, like, really screwing up the, like, logic puzzle aspect, and it...
Yes.
And it's just a disaster.
Yep. So I think our games are some of our better episodes. So I think I want to put that in like an A tier.
A tier, yeah. I'll put it like right above Shining Days.
Mm-hmm.
Like here, yeah.
So then we have our like mini review that just came
mini
out.
Mini Asian drama review, yeah. I had no idea what to title that episode. I'm like, it's like we're talking about just our K dramas we've seen. I was like, what do I call this? Like, what is this? What we're doing right now?
True. What I do love is just your disclaimer at the beginning of, look, we're terrible at spoilers.
Yeah, like don't the spoilers are just out the whole episode. So if you don't want those, just leave.
Yeah, because this is very much us just recording conversations we have.
Just every day,
generally, yes.
Yeah.
Because we do like
to talk watch about, dramas.
Watch dramas and talk about dramas and talk about dramas that the other person won't watch and tell them everything.
Just, like, why it's a disaster.
Like, this is terrible, this is what happens. Or even shows mm-hmm. that we like.
Yeah.
That the other person probably won't watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like that. It is a little bit all over the place.
It is. It's, like, also not a lot of, also in one that had, like, no planning that went into it, really, nope. So.
We just kind of were like, can we do this way? Sure.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's, like, C. That's, like, ice cream tier. Yeah.
Let's put it, like, over here or something. Yeah. Oh, the genius.
Also, I want an update on the Gank Your Heart episode. The Gank Your Heart episode is at 520 views, not 400.
Oh, my God.
It's above. I just looked up because I'm like, I feel like it should be higher by now. Yep, it's at 500. Oh, my God.
It just, like, constantly gets more views. And I'm like, where are these people coming from that are just listening to this random podcast episode about Gank Your Heart?
It's like, consistently getting views.
It's very bizarre.
Yep. Moving on to our genius retrospective, the first and only time we've done a
variety show.
Yeah.
And we said we were going to do more and then have not at all.
Look, that would require me watching variety shows, and I'm already watching too many dramas.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I'm already watching so many dramas and also Mnet reality shows.
Yeah.
I don't have all of the time.
Too many Mnet reality shows.
And also the Mnet Now adjacent reality shows with all of the produce, the other country produces.
Yep, yep. That's a long episode, too, The Genius. It's like 2.5 hours, I think.
It is long.
And that's also weirdly one of our, like, highest viewed episodes in a weird way.
I mean, people love The Genius.
The Genius is great. I love The Genius. I would love to do the other seasons of The Genius at some point in time when we're not dying with Kingdom and Produce and everything else.
Look, I think the problem is, after Kingdom and Produce, I want a little bit of a break. The problem is, in that break, they announce the next season, and then I'm like, well, now I don't want to watch anything until I gotta do that.
I know.
So I think we need to wait for these shows to die.
They gotta die.
Or we get so tired that we don't want to do them anymore.
It's gotta reach that point eventually. And soon is what I would think. Because it's only so much we can do with that format, but, you know.
Alright.
I
think that's a good episode. I think that's like a B episode.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's one of our first recap.
Yeah.
So, that's fun. Mm-hmm. I'll let you take this one, because I wasn't on this episode.
So this is, like, one of the most off-topic episodes we've done, where Maria, like, messaged me on, like, a random Tuesday, and it was like, I just finished rewatching Avatar, can we just, like, make an episode? And I was like, sure, let's just go right now. And so we did. And it's essentially us just talking, recapping the entire season, and we tier ranked the episodes and then talked about just generally how much we love that as a series. It's very fun. We talk about it again in our Western Media episode.
For a while.
Honestly, when Maria gets around to finishing Korra, we're probably going to do another episode on Korra, just because might as well, but it's fun. I enjoy it a lot.
It's a good episode.
It's very random. It doesn't really fit into the podcast at all.
No, not that much.
No, like, really not at all.
But, like, you know, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's a good episode. I enjoyed it. You guys did have... I just love going through, like... Because we have all our thumbnails in one long slideshow.
Yeah,
and
then
and
you just
see... And the ranking is there, too.
It is. Our tier ranking things are also just in there. Mm-hmm. I'll put it over here with the COVID episode just because they're, like, the very off-topic ones.
Maria's off-topic episodes.
Yes. Me versus my podcast. I love Me versus my podcast.
It was so much effort for you the first time.
It's... Oh, my God. I mean, the second one wasn't really any better editing-wise.
No.
The first one was a lot, because I didn't know how to put text on DaVinci in, like a way that made sense to me. So I made, like, over 200 different overlays with the text on it, and then saved them individually, and then just made the video with that, and that took me, like, too long.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second version of it is just longer. I can use the text in DaVinci now, but it just takes, like...
Long time.
So long, because it's, like, a over 40-minute video, so...
We need to do that in parts. I think...
It is really fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching it a lot, because it's a fun video.
It's a very fun video. I think I have figured out a way for us to do it better next year.
I think we need to just split the top 5 boy and girl groups from the rest of it.
That's what I'm saying. I think we either do that as a separate video, or we...
It's like 18 minutes.
Yeah, or we replace it with just the top 15 groups that I'm making. Just do that as an every year thing.
Right.
But this is neither here nor there. I think that's an A.
It's a good video.
Yeah.
It's a very good video. I enjoy it. It's not one of our best performing videos, but it is still
I don't know if it's like in that S class video, because those are icons.
Those are our like best video, our best videos.
That's
there,
our best content.
Yeah.
Then we have our first K-drama review.
Extracurricular.
The Teenage
Such Pimp. A good show.
Very good show.
Such a good show.
This is fine. I think it's a little bit boring.
I think it's fine. It's kind of boring. It's like, another one of the ones where we just went in without a script and we're just going to talk about it for an hour and see where we end up. And that's how it is.
Yep.
It's not as good, I think, as any of our other K-drama content, I don't think. Because it was just like a random show review, so I don't think it's as interesting or as fun as some of the other ones.
No, not particularly.
And in a weird way, because the show was a good show, it's like, was less fun because we didn't have anything to like make fun of about it, and that's I think where the episodes are more fun. So
yeah, I think that, yeah, just generally we liked it too much.
Yeah. It's, I want to put it like B or C somewhere.
Yeah, I think you gotta put it, like, C.
Yeah. Drama review, let's put it, like, right here. After this one.
And then, lastly, are the icon.
The icon, all-star K-pop groups.
All-star K-pop groups.
This is so fun. That episode was so much fun. And it's just, it is, that I think everyone's group is really fun, but you do just get the icon that is Super Jazz that came out of that episode.
Super Jazz is maybe the best thing that ever, it's Super our Jazz knee slap like, and K-pop moment.
That's the icon of this podcast is Super Jazz. So.
I love Super Jazz.
It's the that clip is just so funny
too. I laugh all the time.
Every time I watch it, it's just so funny.
Yep. I think that and just us just having a time, just making fun of all these groups are so dumb.
They're so dumb.
But they're so like, fun.
Yeah.
We need to make that part two. We have it finished.
So me and Sammy have groups for part two. So I just need somebody else to also make a group for a second iteration of it.
We need Super Jazz 2.
Super Jazz. And I think we know what Super Jazz 2 is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just needs to be made.
My fake group is also, me making that fake group is what sent us down the rabbit hole of our Shining days, too. So,
If you didn't already know that is how long we've been working on part two, that caused our Shining days last summer.
Yeah. That was, like, so long ago.
Yep.
That's how long we have been preparing for All-Star K-Pop Groups part two.
Yep. But honestly, it's gonna be a great episode, honestly.
It will be a great episode. It's probably an A-tier episode.
Yeah, I think it's an A-tier episode. I wouldn't put it in S because I think Super Jazz is like Super Jazz itself is an S-tier moment. But right, I think that whole episode
as a whole, yes.
Yes. So that is the ranking.
That is our tier ranking of our own up podcast episodes.
This is the stupidest idea. Again, there's only one F-tier episode.
There is only, and it's our first episode, so like.
And then the D-tier episode is the one only made out of spite.
Out of this completely spite written episode.
But
it was also just like a fun trip down memory lane of the last year, just like going through what we have done over the course of the life of this podcast, so.
Our first year, and I think we've only gotten better as it's gone on.
We've definitely gotten better, yes.
We actually know what we're doing.
We're much better at just, like, podcasting as a general concept now. Mm-hmm. And multiple people can edit now and, like, everything.
Is spread around a little bit better.
Yeah. So we are definitely just growing still as a podcast, but it's been a fun year.
Yes.
I've had a lot of fun,
and I think that just continuing it, I know this kind of sounds like we're saying goodbye, but we're not, like, this is gonna keep going for a while.
We literally have episodes planned through the end of December, we've got it figured out.
Like, we have the schedule, we've also gotten way better at scheduling, because I will tell you, a lot of these episodes were made the day before they needed to go
up. We're just like,
up.
Fuck, we need an episode, what do we do now, yeah. But we have it figured out now, so.
For the most part.
It's still a little bit of a disaster, but I mean, it's fine.
We'll figure it out. But honestly, this has been very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you are listening to us on YouTube, we are available on all other major podcasting platforms. And if you're listening to us on one of those places, that we are also on YouTube, where we post all of our episodes along with a extra fun bonus videos. This one in particular would probably be nice to be having a video version of as we're doing the tier ranking, but I guess you don't really need it to enjoy the episode still. And we are also on Instagram and Twitter if you want to follow us in either of those places. If those are linked in the description of every episode. So yes. We will continue with more fun podcast anniversary celebration episodes in the future.
Yes, and also more Kingdom recaps.
Kingdom will also just happen while we're doing those as well. So podcast anniversary one's going to go a little bit over a month, but the Kingdom episodes also have to come out. So,
yep. So they'll be
that's
fun.
That's where we're at.
All right.
We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.